someone came up to us and went, yo, lads, I just want to say this, yo, lads, from the bottom of my heart, you're better than fish fingers.
What?
And I was going around for ages going, better than fish fingers? What are you on about? And then he came back the next day and went, I meant the fisherman's friends.
Youngins Podcast.
Youngins Podcast.
Welcome to our new series of weekly Youngins Podcasts. My name is David Eagle, and you and I have got a lot of catching up to do. Since our last proper podcast in November last year, we've done probably over 50 gigs and all sorts of different events. And so we've got loads of clips to play. And of course, we've got loads of exciting stuff like our festival to come. So we're going to have podcasts about that. So we've got loads of stuff to get through. So fear not, we are not going anywhere. People have said, when are you coming back? We are back. And do not worry, in the words of Take That, I know you want us back for good. And the reason I mentioned Take That there is because I'm going to cleverly link that now to the fact that our new album is out called Never Forget. And that is, of course, the same name as a Take That song. Let's have a little bit of quality, eh? We'll get into the folk music shortly, but let's ease you in gently. Let's have a bit of quality first. There we are. Oh, yes. The musical equivalent of a warm bath. Just bask in the music there. Right, there you go. Fun over. Back to the folk music now, I'm afraid. Musically speaking, this week we've got a Wilson's Youngins collaboration taken from our album launch that we did this February in Durham, and we have a Youngins Pete Seeger tribute. So yes, as I say, we did our album launch in February, launching the album Never Forget. We had over 300 people there, and we got some clips to play from our album launch. We get a bit nostalgic because, as well as celebrating the launch of our album, we were also looking back at 10 years of the Youngins. And of course, over that time, we've had many, many memorable moments, many highlights, you may say, but as well as highlights, lowlights as well. And one particular memorable lowlight for us was something that happened fairly recently in Inverness, where we did possibly the worst gig that we've ever done in our entire lives. And of course, being the masochists that we are, we'll be reliving the horror of that Inverness gig on this week's Youngins Podcast. Now, the last few podcasts we've done were out with the old specials, where we did a look back at the start of the year. We did a look back at podcasts that we produced between 2006 and 2008. And a lot of people seem to enjoy, particularly, our gargling game, where one of us would gargle a folk song and then the other two would have to identify what it was. Well, we haven't brought back that feature on this week's Youngins Podcast, but you never know, there's still time. We might do it in the future. But there is gargling on the agenda this week. It was quite odd, really. We had a request for gargling by the audience at our gig in Keswick. So we'll play that. But for those people who do enjoy identifying folk songs, we won't be asking you to identify a gargled folk song on this week's podcast, but we will be asking you to identify the reversed Youngins folk song as we introduce you to our quiz that we did at our first ever singing weekend, which we held in Kendal in November. We'll be playing questions from our quiz over the next few weeks, and this week's question will be asking you to identify the reversed Youngins folk song. So all that and more coming up on this week's Youngins Podcast, which goes by the name of Poo Cruncher. And we'll dedicate this week's Youngins Podcast to the lady who came up to me in the interval at our gig that we did in Stonehaven. She said, do you do requests? And I said, yes. And she said, would you do for me the first 5 minutes of the gig again? Because I came in late. Would you do the first song? And I sort of laughed about it and thought, oh, yeah, very good. A bit of a joke there. But he said, no, I'm being serious. Would you do it? If you do the first song for me so I can hear it, that would be brilliant. I'd appreciate that. And I thought, well, maybe she's just, you know, it's like a deadpan delivery. Presumably, she can't be serious. She can't expect us to do the first 5 minutes of the gig for her again in the second half just because she missed it, knowing that the entire audience, apart from her, have already heard it. Turns out she did.
Do we do requests?
I thought no one knew who we were. what's the request?
I missed it. It's 5 minutes.
You don't seriously want us to do the song
For him, it's on this CD.
Yeah. So, we'll do a special deal for you, £10. There you go. Actually, no, I'm going to do this. Okay. We could do like a different version. We could do the Jack Iron Slam, which is the first one we did. Maybe like a Calypso version. So you get the benefit of hearing the words, but then everyone else is watching the same version of it. We'll work on that. We could always do you a private rendition in a car park.
Oh, yeah!
We might even sing in the song as well.
Yes, so we'll dedicate the Young Uns podcast this week to that lady at our gig in Stonehaven. She didn't even buy an album. That was the stupid thing about it. She wanted to hear the song, she could have bought the bloody album. No, very odd. Anyway, but our album has actually been doing quite well in terms of radio play. We've been played on BBC Radio 3's Late Junction and Marianne Kennedy's World on 3. We've been played on BBC Radio 2's Folk Show with Mark Radcliffe. But my particular highlight was when we were played on Stuart McConey's Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. Yes, the Young Uns are now officially freaks. And for those people who've not heard Stuart McConey's Freak Zone on Six Music, it's quite an eclectic mix. This is the song that they opened with. Just to give you an example of the kind of contrast between what he plays and then us, this is the first song that he played on the Freak Zone. There's a rather frenetic opening to the show, and that's the Cardiacs. As well as that, they played the Brazilian psychedelic group Os Mutantes. And we had some techno from Teeth of the Sea. And sandwiched in the middle of all of this was us, singing completely unaccompanied, The Sun Will Gate.
First the rain fell.
Excellent. I love the way that Stuart McConey introduces us as well.
Now, we sometimes play the more unusual end of folk on this show.
The unusual end of folk. Thank you very much, Stuart. I actually like that. I think that's quite, I'm quite happy about that. And I think you can't really argue with it, especially when we produce podcasts that go by the name of Poo Cruncher. And incidentally, we'll be finding out why this week's Young Uns podcast is entitled Poo Cruncher in the next couple of minutes. But first, to our quiz. We did a singing weekend in November in Kendal, where we got 50 people who came and spent a weekend with us doing singing workshops and sing-arounds. We flash-mobbed a supermarket. We did a carol concert, because it was the 1st of December on the Sunday, so we did a carol concert, and I delivered my Christmas message to those people at the singing weekend. And I think everyone left feeling spiritually renewed and rejuvenated. In fact, if you come to a Young Uns gig and you see anybody, you identify someone with an enhanced aura, then you can probably decipher that they came to our singing weekend. And as well as all that, we did a quiz as well. It was quite a self-referential, egotistical quiz. It was a Young Uns quiz in the main. And the first round was questions all about the Young Uns. And they're quite difficult questions as well. And I was a little bit disappointed that people didn't get all of the questions right. But then at the same time, I was quite relieved, because if people had got all of those questions right about the Young Uns, then it'd be quite worrying. They'd have to be stalkers, actually. So we're not going to play the first round. What we're going to do is we're going to skip to our Identify the Folk Song, or the Forked Up Folk Song, where you have to identify the scrambled folk songs, the scrambled Young Uns songs. And here to explain more about it and to reveal the scrambled folk song is myself, at the singing weekend in Kendal in November.
Round two. If you'll forgive my language, this round is called the Forked Up Folk Songs. Okay, I will play a folk song that has been disguised using a variety of audio effects. A point, my friends, for each that you get right. The following Young Uns song I am about to play has been reversed. It is a live recording. I want to know what the song is. Okay?
You've got to
what
play it backwards.
Is the song? It has been reversed.
Oh, Vishnu, as there is yet his ships in the Reyes, here, Vena, there be a fairy in your slot. Oh, see, oh, oh, see, now, in the Lord's son, now, there's comes the lamb, she's a lot of in the Lord's son, now, there's comes the lamb, she's a lot of
Okay. I'm going to play it one more time. One more time. But there is a clue. And the clue is this. That should give it away. That should help. That. I'm going to play it one more time. What is the song backwards?
So that is the scrambled folk song in our forked up folk song quiz. Can you identify it? We'll play it again a little bit later on in the podcast and then we'll reveal it at the end. We'll reveal the answer. But now, it's time to find out why this week's Young'uns podcast is entitled Poo Cruncher. Welcome to Stonehaven in Scotland. We're always thinking about, you know, with the new year, how we can do things new, how we can do things improved. People say the new and improved this, the new and improved that. Well, this is the new and improved Young'uns podcast. And I think we're going to deliver on that promise of improvement right now, because this is quite a treat for you. We're in Stonehaven, in the house of the host, the person who's putting us up tonight. We're playing at the folk club. We've just been shown to our rooms, where we're sleeping tonight, and she was just pointing out where the toilets were. And she said, you can use this toilet during the daytime. She says it's quite near to your room, you can use that during the daytime, but we'd rather you didn't use that one in the nighttime, because that one's got a poo cruncher. And I thought, now, I thought, I wasn't sure what it was, and Sean and Michael, they were just sort of too polite, they just kind of accepted it. Oh yeah, yeah, poo cruncher, yeah, we're in someone else's house, we won't question it, what they believe in. If she believes in a monster called the poo cruncher, then we'll let her believe that. But me, on the other hand, I had to ask what a poo cruncher was. Why couldn't we use the toilet at night? Why does the poo cruncher only come out at night? Is it a monster? I thought that maybe the poo cruncher was like a Scottish myth, or maybe it's just something particular to Stonehaven, perhaps. The legend of the Stonehaven poo cruncher that comes out at night, and for whatever reason, that particular toilet has a poo cruncher in it that comes out at night. It turns out it's not that. It's like a, I think it's like a masticating kind of thing that crunches the poo. So when the toilet flushes, it basically crunches the poo. You might be all more erudite and savvy than I am, and you may all be aware of what a poo cruncher is. You might be saying, David, move on. We know what a poo cruncher is. We've heard of poo crunchers, for goodness sake. You're the only person who doesn't have a poo cruncher. We all... There might be some people out there thinking, for God's sake, stop talking about poo crunchers and do something else. So for those people, I know it's a minority, but you've got to cater for everyone. And I think the poo cruncher fans have had their... I've had their fill for now. We'll come back to poo crunching a little bit later on. And fear not, that was not a vain, false promise. We will be back with the poo cruncher. In fact, we're going to hear the sound of a poo cruncher in action. That's coming up later on in the podcast. Please don't forward through it. I know you think, oh God, there's some great stuff. I want to listen to the Wilsons. I want to hear about the worst Young'uns gig. But first, I've got to skip forward and hear the poo cruncher. Just calm down. We'll get to it. Anyway, as I say, we did our album launch in February at the Old Elvet Methodist Church in Durham. And we're going to play a clip from the album launch soon, and a song as well, the Wilsons and Young'uns collaboration. But first, talking about the album launch and sharing a couple of anecdotes in Glasgow.
Well, thank you very much. What's your minute, Wind?
Oh, I don't know. Should we do it?
Is that another company run to end? And then
yes.
Yeah? Which is it? Okay.
Well, that narrows it down. We just said, should we do an unaccompanied one? And we've all said yes to that. So so that's 50% of the repertoire still to go, all right? Just bear with us while we narrow the choices down a little bit here.
All right. Should we do that one?
Ah, yes.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
Well, hey, dear. We've been together 10 years, you know. You wouldn't think it, would you? Oh, it was dead funny, though. We launched a new record and had, like, a 10 years together party in Durham at the weekend. We were kind of worried about how it would work because we booked a Methodist church that wouldn't allow alcohol. But it worked quite well, didn't it?
It was a bit weird though, because normally we rely on our audiences getting drunker and drunker as the set goes on. And so, you know, we don't put as much effort in as time goes on, but it was the other way around.
Yeah, they're sober, because they'd all been in the pub before.
So we're all having a whirl of a time in the first half. By the time the second half came on, they were all asleep.
But it was hilarious because the sound man we booked to do it, who did a great job, you could tell he wasn't really from a religious background, shall we say, because he came in, he was stomping around the church, and we felt really embarrassed because the little old man who goes to the church, who let us in, who must be really like devout because he's like volunteers there, he had to look on as this guy was stomping about and whacking the pews and clapping and shouting and stuff. And then he goes up to the altar and then he points at the altar and he says, "Any chance of moving that table, mate?" Anyway.
He wasn't very used to folk music. I think there's some. We had Greg and Kieran, I don't know if you know Greg Russell and Kieran Algar. And Greg said, "Oh, do you mind if I, you know, do me concertina now?" He said to the sound man, he went, "The what? Me concertina?" He says, "Oh, I don't know if there's enough space for dancing."
He said, can I do the concertina now? Go to dancing.
And it's to the album launch we go now, where we're getting all nostalgic about 10 years of the Young'uns. And we're joined by the Wilsons.
Thank you very much. We love that song. We've been singing it for nearly 10 years. And ever since we discovered this wonderful thing called folk music, and in particular, communal singing, ever since we stumbled across Stockton Folk Club 10 years ago and got such an incredible welcome, even though we used to turn up completely hammered and used to just shout songs and join in at all the wrong times.
I had to, because I didn't have an instrument back then, like an accordion or anything like that, I had to make do with like one of those toy blowy organ things, you know, but they had a picture of Mickey Mouse on the back. So can you imagine trying to sing a serious ballad and then have a drunken teenager with a blowy organ waving a blowy organ in the face with a Disney character on the back? That's what it was like. I would say the glory days of the Young'uns, to be honest.
But we're so grateful to the people of Stockton Folk Club, John and Joy Rennie and John Lawson, who are here tonight, and Steve Dawes and Helen Pitt and Ron Angel, who ran the club for years, for welcoming us and making us think that, well, yeah, these are our songs too, you know, we can do it. And we never set out to do it like for a living or anything. It was just great fun.
We're getting all emotional now, aren't we? Almost.
But we, in the spirit of it, we kind of used to go to the club, hear a song we liked, and within a week steal it and massacre it the next week in front of the person we pinched it from.
So that particular song that we've just sang, Sing John Ball, that was for a while the only song that we actually knew. And so once we went to the Stockton Folk Club, and it was sparsely attended, which was quite a rarity for the Folk Club, but it was sparsely attended. Maybe someone had tipped them off that we were coming. And we blow the organ in tow. And we got there and said, "Oh, can you do three songs tonight, lads?" And we thought, we haven't got three songs. So there was a sing around, and we sang Sing John Ball as our first song. And then we got around half an hour later and we sang Sing John Ball another two times. So in homage to that, who'll be the baby? I'll put some recording in for you.
Like we said, we immersed ourselves very raucously and drunkenly in this great Teesside folk club scene. And then about 9 years ago, we were really inspired and blown away when we first heard a family of singers from Billingham. They, of course, are the Wilson family.
We were so inspired by them, but you could argue for some of the wrong reasons. We kind of took news from the wrong sources in a way, because when we saw the Wilsons, we thought, my God, they're absolutely brilliant. And one thing, we got given a gig, our first gig, by Ron Angel, and we thought, what the heck are we going to do? Well, we thought, who are our biggest influencers? We thought, this is in 2005, we thought, well, it's the Wilsons, isn't it? So we thought, right, what should we do? What do the Wilsons do? We'll just basically emulate them, you know? And so we thought, what do they do? We thought, well, they shout a lot, don't they? They sing really loud. Key principle one, the success of a folk singer is to shout a lot, to just sing really loud. So we thought, brilliant, what else do the Wilsons do? What else? They drink a lot, don't they? So we thought, brilliantly. So can you imagine how this first gig must have come across as we basically tried to better the Wilsons by drinking more than them and shouting even louder?
Was there, incidentally, was anybody at that first gig?
I thought, no, not. Exactly. That says it all, I think. So then, with that in mind, after that gushing compliment, shall we get them up? The Wilsons, everybody!
The Youngins and the Wilsons, recorded live at our album launch. Launching our album, Never Forget, in Durham this February. And the Wilsons will be featuring at our Hartlepool Festival that we're running. And we'll be doing a special podcast with the Wilsons. We're doing a Meet the Wilsons event where the Youngins and the Wilsons chat about folk music and chat about all sorts of things, really. And that will be part of our Hartlepool Festival, as well as a concert with the Wilsons. And we'll bring you highlights from all of that on future Youngins podcasts. Talking of our festival, here we are at Lym Folk Club and Kirkham Folk Club.
We're having our own festival in Hartlepool, and it's coming up within 3 weeks' time.
Notice how they're all going, ooh, until we said in Hartlepool, and they all shut up.
Hartlepool's a beautiful place. It really inspired me. I used to live in the headland, the old part of town, and that's where the festival is. The weekend before Easter, the 11th to the 13th of April.
And at that festival, they're going to be those Polish shanty group we talked about, Brassy. So if you want to go there. And also, we've got Greg Russell and Kieran Algar, you may know. We've got the aforementioned Wilsons as well. All sorts of people. Hope people. Yeah.
I made the mistake of typing the programme up on my laptop whilst watching a film. And I think that's what did it, really. I didn't notice the mistake at the time, because there's this other mate of ours called Richard Parks, who's going to do a little spot for us, and he phoned us up the other day and he said, "Sean, you do know my name's Parks, don't you?" I said, "Well, yeah, Richard, yeah, I've known you for years." "Well, have a look at the programme." And so I looked and I'd written Richard Parker. And now, I don't know if you've read the book or seen the film, but I was watching The Life of Pi. You know, about the Indian lad who gets shipwrecked and he's in a boat with a tiger, and that's the name of the tiger.
There's going to be some very disappointed people who turn up the festival open for the singing tiger. I think we're going to have to dress Richard up, Sean. Damage limitation. You know, we're getting trade description act, you know. A tiger onesie, excellent. One of the other highlights for me at the festival, other than Richard Parker the Tiger, will also be on Saturday morning. Oh. The local priest has decided, he obviously knows what a folk crowd is like, and so he's decided to invite people into the church for a special, he says, Father Nick's early morning confessions. So he's going to open up the confessional.
The mortuary the night before.
Yeah, the sinners of Hartlepool. It's kind of like a perfect combination, really, for sin, Hartlepool and folk music.
We thought we could do a little sort of caveat to that, though. If he did come into the confessional, we were going to say that, we do our own podcast, so we were going to say on the door, be warned, all confessions will be recorded for the Youngins podcast. I think it would make for quite a good episode, actually. I think so.
We might not be able to bring you the confessions, but we can bring you lots of recordings from the Hartlepool Festival. But there are still tickets available if you want them. Go to our website, click on our festival page. But earlier, we asked you, could you identify the reversed Young'uns live song? Can you identify what it is? We've reversed it. Here it is. We shall reveal the answer at the end of the podcast. But first, I mentioned that out of those 50 or so gigs that we've done since we last spoke, we did the worst gig that we've ever done in our entire lives. And we're going to play clips from the gig very shortly. But here we are first talking about why the gig was such a disaster.
We had a really harrowing gig recently in Inverness. And we knew it was going to be a bit of a dodgy one as soon as we walked in. Because firstly, it was like very rarely do we do this, but it was like one of those non-ticketed events. So people could just come for free and just kind of sample the music and the pub paid us. So no one had actually come to see us. And this became really apparent. Not even the pub knew who we were. Because we saw this big sign, big letters saying, "Step this way for our special traditional Scottish music night. Each Sunday it is traditional Scottish music." And we thought, my goodness, it's Sunday, we're not traditional Scottish music. So I had a little bit of a plan. I thought we could play this two ways. We can go on and do our usual English set, which probably isn't going to go down very well. Or, a cunning plan, why don't we pretend to be Scottish and put on Scottish accents? Trust me, my friends, that is also not a very good idea.
Yeah,
really,
casual racism.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't know where's the truth. This is apparently not a traditional Scottish song.
David Cameron has sent us to make some friends.
So our gig in Inverness, as we pointed out, didn't get off to a very good start. I thought I would engage people, because there was a lot of people just talking while we were performing. And I thought, let's try and engage people in a bit of banter. As we pointed out, it didn't really go down very well.
That's a native Teesside song from where we're from about death by chemical poisoning. Lovely. Well, I'm thinking many of you will probably have those sound effects tomorrow morning and gathering, looking at the audience tonight. So, excellent. Always compliment the audience. Always compliment the audience.
That's what he meant to say was hello.
Hello.
It's lovely to be here. I know it says on the poster that it's a Scottish traditional session.
But we have killed the Scottish bands and we are English infiltrators. I hope you don't mind that. Is that right? Excellent. I'm going for the popularity vote tonight, lads.
So it's kind of quite a disconcerting gig. We've got some drunk Scottish woman just shouting something that I can't really understand what she's saying, to be honest. So I didn't really know how to respond to it. It's something about all your supporters are ginger or something. I didn't have a clue how to respond to that. So we just kind of ignored it and then got on. And we sang the next song, and I think I'd realised that I'd failed to engage the audience in the kind of banter that I was hoping it was going to be kind of congenial. I just thought it was a bit of a joke, but the audience obviously weren't having any of it. At that point, quite a few people left, and they certainly weren't listening. Their voices were getting a bit louder. And so this is the reaction after our second song.
Thank you very much. We're called the Yeomans and we're on a bit of a tour up in Scotland. This is a song. This is one of our little love songs, and it comes from an ugly town called Sunderland. Well, not really an ugly town. People think it's ugly, but it's got a great inner beauty, Sunderland. And we hope you like it anyway.
So, I mean, I suppose it's not too bad, but compare that to the gigs that we normally do. I mean, you've heard clips from other gigs, and there's you can't really normally hear anyone talking in the background. So it's still a very different kind of feel for us. And we're aware that we've lost quite a few people. I think we were very much an inconvenience. We're still getting applauded at this moment in time, aren't we? Well, this is the reaction after the third song. So we've stopped bothering to introduce the songs now. We've kind of come to the conclusion that it's not really worth spending a lot of time talking to the audience. And as you can hear, that the applause is kind of diminishing somewhat. Well, let's see how the rest of the gig pans out. So I've called this clip Inverness Highlights. I think Lowlights is probably a better term to use. So what I'm going to play now is I'm going to play the ends, basically, and the bits in between the songs, just so you can get an idea of just how attentive our audience were. Sean is bravely, despite the fact that we're not getting any applause now, Sean is bravely trying to talk to the audience.
If you've just come in and you missed our announcement at the start, we're having a competition in League with a Pun. £1,000 tonight. £1,000 goes to the most attentive listener. So we're going to do a little quiz about what we've been performing. Just five simple questions, and you can win £1,000 tonight. Okay. Thank you.
I don't seem very excited about it.
I offer the audience £1,000 to the most attentive listener. Not a single person pipes down. Not a single person is interested. So we decide to take the piss, let's just say, a little bit further with the audience at this point. At this point, we just think the gig is so ridiculous. We've all fallen onto the floor. We've got our heads in our hands. We're rolling about the floor laughing. But not a single person is bothered. Not a single person has looked up. They're just talking away. So here's our big finish. We've had the gig of our lives. And the audience remain ambivalent.
Oh, God. We want to be the fans. What if we get any groupies to like that?
So there we are. When we sang Graham Miles, Drift in the Land, that song, and I shouted at the audience, join in, everyone! At that point, we just couldn't continue because we just thought the whole thing was so hilarious. So we stopped singing. We just burst into hysterics. We fell onto the stage. We've got our heads in our hands. We're rolling about the floor laughing. Not a single person looks up. We've just stopped mid-song. Tears rolling from our eyes. We're on our knees on the stage. And not a single person has even registered it. Thank you very much, Inverness. Well, here's us bitching some more about gigs that we've done that were particularly odd for us as we head to Keswick, where the audience were unusually keen on hearing some gargling.
I'm not sure how long we've got, really.
It's a good point. No one told us when to end, did they?
You know. It's
quite past 2 in the morning, isn't it?
Do we get a voice from beyond to tell us at all, or...?
I think we'll do a couple of
more. We'll do a couple more, and if the lights start to come up, then we'll probably stop. Even if it's halfway through a song.
Excellent.
We did a gig recently near Christmas, and the sound and the light people obviously got bored. We got two encores, but the sound people insisted on not putting the lights back on, and they turned our microphones off, so we had to go at the front of the stage. The busy thing was, we thought, this is a bit not on, so we went and got have a word with them, but the scarpered the ground with all the equipment, it's ridiculous, like packing it up while we were singing the last song.
Unbelievable.
From the same people, I think they've got a job going for in Inverness for people like that, to be honest.
Anyway.
We do have some good gigs, you know, we sent this one most of our time telling about the, well, telling about the bad
news. We'll be bitching about this one in Glossop tomorrow, come and see if you don't believe us.
Excellent.
Come on.
Oh, no. Stick to your water.
Sorry, have you got a request? No?
No, don't.
All right.
Just bewildered by you.
Right. Yeah, I thought you might want to hear some gargling there. Enjoying this, the gargling, yeah.
Gargle the key.
I could. Anyway, I won't, because I haven't got any water. Unless there's real popular demand for it, which I very much doubt there is. Well, there is, all right.
There is, here we go.
It's going to be... What's interesting is I've gargled the key, then I've got to go straight in, so this could... However, and someone who requested this is right on the front row, so this could be quite interesting for you. It might be some weird fetish, I have no idea. And the only reason I came was to hope that Dave would spit on me. And it's like Justin Bieber, isn't it? Dear, dear. There we are.
That's the key. I'm
so, oh my goodness, they're easily amused. With a slapstick here, right, okay.
Get your tickle stick out, David.
Get me what out? What out? Anyway.
Son!
Oh dear.
I'm sorry, my friend. I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah, since I've spat on the monitors, though, the sound's much better. It's only needed a bit of water. Right, here we go. You start playing that guitar now, I might be able to hear us. Son! Right.
Oh, dear me. Right.
Let's all start together. Here we go, let's all start together. Son!
So since we last spoke, Pete Seeger has died. We did a few tributes to Pete Seeger at our gigs shortly after the event, so we thought it'd be nice if we played a Pete Seeger tribute that we did at one of our gigs. We're going to head back to Stonehaven now.
A lot of people will know that this week the folk world lost its biggest kind of inspiration, certainly in my opinion, and that was Pete Seeger. If you've not come across him, he was like the Nelson Mandela of folk music, really. He believed in every word he sang, and he just lived his life as a complete selfless inspiration, really. And we're going to sing this song for him, which he made what it became, really. He kind of gave it a cause and a voice, and it became one of the biggest songs of the 20th century. So please, please join us on this one.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We
Seeger. Well, it's nearly time to say goodbye, and it's nearly time to play out with the sound of a poo cruncher. We asked you to identify the following song. It is a young'un's song, or at least a song that the young'uns sing very often. It's a live song. It's been reversed. What is it? It's time to reveal the answer.
Can we go work if let's find out if you're right? Yeah.
I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky.
Some people call it the Chemical Workers song, other people call it Process Man.
And we'll have more opportunities to identify the folk song on next week's Young'uns podcast, as well as lots of clips from gigs to come. We're wading through these clips. We've got so many to bring you, so join us next week for that. I'll say goodbye, and we'll end this week with the sound of a poo cruncher. So thank you very much for listening. Till next week, goodbye. Over to you, Poo Cruncher.